USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden released a $5.8 trillion budget that envisions a substantial increase in U.S. defense spending, a sign of the administration's willingness to devote additional resources to military programs, including aiding Ukraine. Russia is calling President Biden's statement regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin alarming. During a speech in Poland over the weekend, Biden saying this man cannot remain in power. The White House has been walking back the comment and said Biden was speaking about Putin using his force outside of Russia. The Kremlin said Moscow will continue to track statements made by Biden. The Academy does not condone violence of any form. That's a statement that was made on its official Twitter account last night after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock for making a joke about his wife. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Overdoses have been on the rise in recent years, especially from synthetic opioids such as fentanyl. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox Business it is Democratic border policies harming Americans.
People are dying, and it is absolutely heartbreaking that the cartels are making so much money. And so this is not something that's going to end in the next news cycle. I mean, literally, we will be paying the costs as American taxpayers for an entire generation.
The Biden administration called for $41 billion for drug policy efforts in 2022. A majority of the funding will go towards harm reduction, addiction treatment, and recovery support services. Two soldiers were sentenced to serve federal prison time after they involved themselves in smuggling illegal immigrants across Texas. One soldier pleading guilty to recruiting other soldiers in a plot to smuggle people past border security. The other pleading guilty to accepting money in exchange for driving. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Biden's Europe trip, the U.S. and other allies announced more sanctions against Russia. Ukrainian Parliament member Yevhena Kravchuk tells Fox and Friends that Ukraine also needs more supplies and weapons for defense.
We need air defense system. We need jets to do air-to-air. We need tanks. We need artillery to kick Russians out of the territories.
Poland previously offered to transport Soviet-era jets to Ukraine through a U.S. military base in Germany, but the Pentagon would not authorize it because of concerns it could lead to a war between NATO and Russia. An amusement park is taking action after a tragedy.
Entertainment park Dollywood is temporarily closing its drop tower attraction after a boy fell to his death from a similar type ride by the same manufacturer at Icon Park in Orlando, Florida. Wes Rami, Dollywood's public relations director, made the statement. The 14-year-old boy that died in Florida was 6'5" and weighed around 300 pounds.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A second COVID-19 booster may be authorized by the FDA as soon as this week. This word comes as U.S. health officials worry the Omicron subvariant is now spreading through Europe and could set off another wave in this country. The decision coming with the FDA not seeking approval from their independent advisors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.